The UN Secretary General has urged countries to lay down their weapons and support the bigger battle against the pandemic. Iran and Israel, though, continue to fight using cyber weapons. A recent exchange of alleged cyber attacks between the two rivals could be a game changer. This threatens to change the unofficial but implicit agreement on the rules of engagement. Here's the world's Ariel Osoran with more.
One day in late April, workers at a water pumping station in central Israel noticed a warning alert on their computer screens. Then, water pumps started to malfunction, turning off and on without control. It took a few hours to figure out what was wrong. The system that regulates the water at the facility had been hacked.
Fox News has learned that Iran is behind a cyber attack launched late last month against Israeli water infrastructure and that they used American servers to carry out the attack.
The cyber breach was apparently fixed before any real damage was done. Israeli officials aren't going on the record with what they know, and Iran denies it was responsible for the attack. But according to a story in the Financial Times, the goal was to boost the chlorine levels in the water supplied to Israeli homes. This could have made hundreds, if not thousands, of people sick. It didn't work, but Yaakov Amidror, a former Israeli national security advisor, says the incident seems to have crossed the line.
What the Iranians did is, in a way, crossing international red line.
Amidror says targeting civilian infrastructure, like a water station in Israel, was unprecedented for the Iranians.
For them, civilian targets are legitimate. The Iranians did it in the past by proxies using Hezbollah, Hamas, but here it's the state directly. In a way, you know, it's terrorism done by a state.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Iran of conducting failed cyber attacks before.
Iran attacks Israel on a daily basis. We monitor these attacks, we see these attacks, and we foil these attacks. All the time.
This is Netanyahu speaking at a cybersecurity conference last year.
We're not oblivious to these threats. They don't impress us because we know what our power is, both in defense and in offense.
On May 9th, Israel appeared to respond to the water station attack. Operations at the Iranian port of Shahid Rajai were disrupted. News reports say the facility's computer system was hacked and that Israel was responsible. For days, traffic jams and holdups with shipping containers stalled activity at the port. This was a serious disruption for a country that's already suffering from crippling economic sanctions and a coronavirus pandemic.
The Iranians have downplayed the damage, and some Iranian outlets have also said that there has been no such attack.
Meir Javedanfar is a Middle East analyst based in Tel Aviv. He was born in Iran, but moved to Israel in 2004. Javedanfar says the latest round of cyber tit-for-tat between these two regional rivals has been escalating for over a decade.
Especially starting over the Iranian nuclear program, where allegedly Israel and the United States attacked Iran's nuclear installation in Natanz with the Stuxnet virus.
Javedanfar is referring to the malicious computer worm discovered in 2010. Stuxnet is considered one of the world's first sophisticated cyber weapons ever to be used between countries. Adam Myers is Senior Vice President of Intelligence at CrowdStrike. It's a cybersecurity company based in Silicon Valley. He says that for Iran, the discovery of Stuxnet was a watershed moment.
This is something that awoke the Iranian thinking around cyber and the capabilities of what you could do with a cyber operation.
Myers says the Iranians have recently stepped up cyber attacks against the West. In 2013, he says, authorities in New York State detected an attempt by Iranian hackers to take control over a dam. It failed because the dam was under repair and offline.
You know, we don't always know what their intention is if it gets stopped, right? So the Rye, New York example, right? Like, they had conducted some targeting of, you know, this dam that may have been opportunistic. It may have been very targeted. It's hard to say for certain, but because it was stopped, we don't know necessarily what the outcome would have been.
Not knowing the outcomes in cyber warfare is a lesson the U.S. National Security Agency learned the hard way. It built a cyber weapon called Eternal Blue that was stolen in 2017. And then that same weapon was unleashed by cyber criminals against global targets, including American cities. For the world, I'm Ariel Osorin.